So we'll finish Rabbi Shimon. I do want to start the next sig as well. So I asked you to take a look at a couple of Rambams, a Minchas Chinuch and an Or Sameach, just to kind of wrap up the sugya. And we're going to start with the Minchas Chinuch. But just to set it up, we have Melechus Kotzer on the one hand, and everyone agrees when it comes to Melechus Kotzer, there is a din, an Isser of Ribui Bishiurim. There is an Isser, that everyone agrees to. The only Machlokas is the Ran assumes it's Nisr Doraisa, and the Rashba assumes it's only Nisr Derabana. Okay, that's one postulate. Then we have what I'll call, and this is Shabbos. Then we have Bishul B'Yom Tov, and when it comes to Bishul B'Yom Tov, everyone agrees that Ein Isr Ribui B'Shiurim. There's no Isr. And we explained a couple of possibilities. According to the Rashba, there is no Isser because on Yontif they were not gozer. Yontif is more kal, they were not gozer. The whole Isser is Nisr Rabbanan. So according to the Rashba, we'll say lo gozru Rabbanan the Isser kal the Yontif. And according to the Ran, why is there no Isser of Mar Bishim when it comes to Yontif? There ought to be. After all, if it's a Din Doraisa, there ought to be one here as well. So what does the Ran argue? The Ran argues that there's a fundamental difference between, he says, there is no Isser because by Ochel Nefesh is Hutra, not Dechuya, and therefore there is no Isser. That is the position of the Ran. Okay, now we have another Malacha that we're going to put out there, which the Achronim start to bandy about a little bit. So let's start with the Minchas Chinuch, then we're going to double back into the Or Sameach. So the Minchas Chinuch says, Hine kosha al haran, desover deriva bishir hu isa doraisa. Im kain ze posu lukuliyama. So he says, Im kain ze posu lukuliyama. Im amdu lechola. Shetzarg basar. V'yadaylo bekach vekach. Im nishro lo ova behema ktana. V'yagam kain daylo. Bevadai osar lishro lo behema gedola. Dahave ribuy bishiura. Kemos shalos ba'okets echad. To have a chad malacha ach ribui ochel de oser hachanami. So says the Minchas Chinuch, a chiddush over here, and the Minchas Chinuch says, according to, this is not the best diagram in the world, but according to the Ran, if a cholah needs a small animal, would you be allowed to shech the big animal?
Yes.
According to the Ran. According to the Ran, it's kosher that if you have a bishochet behema gedola, would be usher because of ribu b'shiurim, and shochet and kotzer are exactly the same. Just like, after all, shochet we're talking about on Shabbos, kotzer we're talking about on Shabbos, we're talking about kotzer a chole, we're talking about shochet a chole, and therefore, just like by kotzer, you can't do ribu b'shiurim, pashut, that by Shechita also, Ribu Bishim would be also because of a shechting a larger animal. That is his position. And then he says, I find that difficult. V'nei b'chulin tezvav m'beiz. I'm reading the Radim Yomar Hilchusa. Ha-shochet l'chola b'shabes mutter l'bori b'umtza. If you shochet an animal on Shabbos for a chola, is that mutter? Is that mutter? That's mutter. So he says, let's say there's leftover meat. Can you give the leftover raw meat to a bari, to a healthy person to chew on?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, you can do it. No problem. V'amavashel l'chola b'shabes also l'vari. But if you go ahead and cook on Shabbos, can you give the leftover food to a healthy person?
No.
No, why not? Why can't you give over the leftovers to a healthy person? Shema yarbe b'shvilo. Because if you... Because you might cook extra for the healthy person. Aval shochet, the kezai is baset tzarich shchita imken lo shayach ribui. But when it comes to shochet, there is no din of riba b'shir. We're not worried because, after all, what's the difference if you shecht a small animal or a big animal? There is no concern of
ribui.
There's no concern of ribui. V'chein paska Rambam is a pesach of Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. V'nei ledas haRashba. Disover ribui b'shir do raisa ena ela mi disover ribui b'shir ena ela drabana v'chashash b'mevasho dechashin rabbi b'shol la'achar sheitin agder ala eish to isa skila avol kodim nesin ala eish tosra drabalo gozu chazal imkei nicha demevasho shayk zerizu avol sheichet Lo shag zed afim yabed hanu yisrael behem agdola habayot min anitzach lechol mekomak lehizr shkidu nebukhe akoyla. The rock haribu b'shir rock is rabban will go through on kisras ha-rashba. According to the Rashba, stay with me, how will the Rashba understand the din of if you're cooking for a chole, we're not going to allow the bari to eat the leftovers. Why not? Shema yarbe bishvilo. What are we concerned about, Shema yarbe bishvilo? What might you do? What might you do? What? What do you talk English?
You might add more food to the pot and then cook more food.
You're correct, albeit imprecise. You're correct. Is this the concern? That the chola needs one piece of chicken, you're going to put in two pieces of chicken into the pot and put that pot on the fire. Is that the concern? That is not the concern. Why is that not the concern? Because that riboy b'shim is what kind of iser? It's a drabanan. Are we going to say that the chola cannot eat the leftovers because lest we violate drabanan? No, that's what we call a gzera leh. L'gzera. What's the concern?
If you put it for the
either that the food is already on the fire, and now what are you going to do? Throw on a new piece of chicken, or you're going to put on two pots on the fire. And that is not called, as Gabriel said correctly, that's not called marbe b'shirim, that's called marbe b'malach. So when is it, why by bishul, are we going to say, even according to the Rosh, this is riba b'shirim, is nisad rabbanon, but why do we say where goes that the bari cannot eat leftovers? Because he might vide an isad doraisa of marbe b'malacha, do more bishul than is actually necessary. But are we worried about that by shechita? Why are we not worried about by shechita? Don't worry about eating the leftovers by shechita. Why? Because what are you going to do? You're going to kill a bigger animal? Good sky, kill a bigger animal. Have you been marbe b'malacha? You haven't been marbe b'malacha. So according to the Rashba, that chiluk makes sense. However, according to the Ran, who says what? Riboy v'shiurim is a din de'oraisa. Think about what that means. If you take a pot and put extra chicken on the pot, inside the pot, you put it on the fire, should that be aser min haTorah?
Yeah.
It should be aser min haTorah. Well, if that should be aser min haTorah, and in fact, cutting a branch with three berries is aser min haTorah. It's also min haTorah, according to Ran. In Cain, so he says, Lama hashochet lechola b'Shabbos mutter labari. Why, if you shecht an animal on Shabbos for a chole, can you bari eat the leftovers? Dilma yarbe bishvilo. You might come to shecht a bigger animal. And says the Rashba, v'have riboy b'shiurim. That's called riba b'shiurim, which would be an iser according to the Ran, that would be an iser de'oraisa. And therefore he says, I reject the Ran. Now, Rabosai, is the argument, what does the Minchas Inuch essentially say? The Minchas Inuch is saying, is shochet, like kotzer? Fundamentally?
Yeah.
Fundamentally, shochet like kotzer. Fundamentally, shochet is like kotzer. And if there's ribu b'shirim by kotzer on a doraisa level, then there's ribu b'shirim where?
By shochet
on a doraisa level. And therefore, once we're saying this doraisa, then the bari should not be allowed to what? Should not be allowed to eat the leftovers. Why does the Rashba assume that a bari can eat the leftovers? He also assumes kotzer and shochet are what? Are the same. But it's only nisr. They're rabbanan, so we're not going to make a gzera that the bari can't eat the leftovers, because even if he did eat the leftovers, What's the worst case scenario? You'll shecht a what? You'll shecht a bigger animal. Shechting a bigger animal is what kind of iser? An iser drabbanon. So we're not going to tell the... See, but by bishul, there's a chashash of a doraisa. What's the chashash of a doraisa by bishul? You might come to throw another piece of chicken while still on the fire. So by bishul, I'm going to rewrite this quickly. According to, in other words, just to clarify where I want to get to. I have three malachos. I have kotzer. I have bishul. And I have shochet. The minchas chinuch. Says the minchas chinuch. What is the concern? According to minchas chinuch, should there be an iser mar b'shurim by shochet? Can there be? Yes. When you check the big animals, that mar b'shurim? Yes. So this has a check. This has a check. This has a check. It's all the same. Why by bishul though? According to the Rashba, I'm now going to like a little Rashba. According to the Rashba, is there a concern when a healthy person is going to eat the leftover bishul? Is there a concern? What's the concern? The concern is you might do what? You might cook extra new food on the fire for the bari, which is a chashash d'orais. Because there's a real malacha going on. What's the real malacha? Bishul. Okay. Kotzer is an iser d'rabbanon of marba b'shiurim. And shochet, he's going to tell you, can the bari eat the leftovers? Yes. No gzera. Ain gzera. Because the entire iser is what kind of iser? The entire iser, Rebbe Shimon, is only drabbanon. So if the bari eats the leftovers, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? Going to violate the drabbanon. We're not gozer. But by bishul, is there a chashash d'oraisa? Yeah. There's a chashash d'oraisa. Ain gzera ki ain chashash.
Is that the same as kotzer?
And kotzer is usser because there's a chashash d'oraisa. If you let him do a branch of three, he might end up doing a branch of one plus one plus one. And therefore, there's a chashash d'oraisa. But by shochet, there is no chashash d'oraisa. Now. That's the who? That's the Rashba. The Ran, he's bothered by. Because if you hold ribui b'shirim is a what? Is it in d'oraisa? So is there a chashash d'oraisa when it comes to shochet? There is. There is a chashash d'oraisa, and therefore you should have a gzera here as well. There isn't, and therefore he says v'tzarech iyun on the right. That's the Rashba. The yesod of the Rashba, the lumdisha principle of the Rashba is shochet, bishul, and kotzer are all the same. And in principle, when you shecht a big animal, that is no different than plucking off a branch of three berries. That is no different than throwing more chicken into the pot. That is the premise of the Rashba. This is all called, of the Minchas Chinuch, this is all called Marba B'Shiur. I'm going to pause now for only clarifying questions. Yes?
I thought you said that there is a Chashash D'Oraisa according to
the
Rashba
B'Shiur. There is a Chashash D'Oraisa because what can you do? You can be Marba B'Malacha, meaning you can take a new piece of chicken and throw it onto the fire. So here there's a potential d'oraisa. Now the truth is, if I could be intellectually honest, is there a potential d'oraisa when it comes to shechita?
Yeah, you might check
the... You might what? You might check the new animal. So that the Rashba says, that's not really our concern. Our concern is a bigger animal, not a new animal. Ein achanan. You're right. But, and that's why I wanted to, just, I know what you're going to say. You're right. But he says, that's not a chashash. We're not going to be choice for a new shechita. We will be chosen for a bigger shechita. Yeah.
Chashash is like the concern that you might come to violate.
That's correct. Okay. Now, yes, Noah.
Isn't it possible to say that the Ran holds that bishul and shochet are different?
Of course. Of course it's possible. So on both sides, the assumption of the Minchas Chinuch is ribui b'shirim by kotzer, bishul, and shochet are the same. And that assumption, we're going to start here, is highly, highly specious. is it really fair to say that, is there an argument you can make, a very compelling argument that you can make, that there is no marba b'shiurim by shechting a bigger animal? That shechting a small cat, a small chicken, versus shechting a cow, that's not called marba b'shiurim. What is the svara for that argument? It's mefurish in the or sameach. What does he say? Simple, very simple. Yeah, Gabe.
Given one action of shechita, either way, no.
Yeah, but more than that. Eat that more than that. A little more than that. Yeah. What is the definition of the Isser of Shochet? The definition is Shochet is Aser Mishom Netilas Neshama. And if the Isser is Netilas Neshama, does it make a difference if it's a mosquito or an elephant?
No.
Doesn't make a difference. Because what is the Heftza of the Malacha? The Neshama. And therefore, the life force. Ki Adamu HaNefesh. And if that's the chet of the malacha, then mali behema ktana, mali behema gdola, it's the same exact thing. It's not a tosefes shir. What is the cheftza of the malacha of kotzer? So I think here you have to say, and that I'm going to tell you how the Or Sameach says it, but I'm going to say it differently. Yosameh says, any malacha that has a shear, it's the shear will define the malacha. So when I think of what's the shear of malachas kotzer, what's the answer? A grokes. That's the shear. Okay, now that's the shear. And therefore, if I am marbe shear, am I doing more? Yes. What is the quote-unquote shear of Netilas Neshama? It's not a shear. That's not subject to shear. And therefore, one Neshama. So one Neshama. I don't care if it's a big animal or a small animal. I'm going to say it a little differently. I think there's a more lumdish way to say it. Rabbo said, what is the Maisa HaMalacha of Kotzer? What's the Maisa HaMalacha of Kotzer? The Maisa HaMalacha is severing the branch from karka. But what is the cheftza of the malacha? How do you say kotzer in English?
Harvesting.
What's the cheftza of the malacha? The cheftza of the malacha is what you desire, what you want. What do you want? The cheftza of the malacha is the pri. Says Yor Sameach, that if the cheftz of the malach is the pri, is three peros different than two peros? Yeah. Yes! You're being marbeh b'shir. That's going to be us. Rabosai, what is the cheftz of malacha of shochet? What's the cheftz of the malach? The answer is the neshama. And since the answer is the neshama, mali neshama gedola, big behema, mali small behema. Rabosai, apparently, how did the sefer, the Minchas Chinuch, understand meleches shochet? What did he said? What is the cheftz of the malacha of shochet? It's not the neshama. It's the baser. It's the baser. And therefore, because what is your object? What is your object? Your object is not the neshama. Your object is the basar. And therefore, indeed, when you shecht and get more basar, that is the cheftz of the malach.
What is the shear?
This doesn't have a shear. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying different than the RSMA. There is no shear. There is no shear, but the cheftz of the malacha is the basar. And that's why the Minchas Chinuch assumes that these are all the same. That's why he says these are all the same. Now, Rabosai, comes along the Or Sameach and comes along me and asks, so where does Bishul fall in? Is Bishul, let's go with my interpretation, my approach. Where does Bishul fall in? Let's assume there's a fundamental difference in Kotzer where the Cheftz of the Malach is what? Is the berry? And Shochet, where the Chetz of the Malacha is the boss. Is the Nesham. So where does Bishul fall? Is Bishul like Shchito, or is Bishul like, or is it like Kotsa? So you know what the Yosamech assumes that Bishul is really like, is like Shochet. Because what's the, it's really like Shochet. And therefore, if it's like Shochet, one second. Let me just think. Well, let's take a step backwards. One second. I misspoke. The Yosamech assumes that Bishul, according to the Ran, is exactly like what? It's like Kotzer. Bishul is like Kotzer. Why is Bishul like Kotzer? Because what is the so-called product of the Bishul? The product of the Bishul, what do you care about? You care about the polyotze, the totsah, the food. And therefore, it's exactly the same as what? As Kotzer. Yes, Shochet, there's no Ribu Bishurim. Is there Ribu Bishurim by Kotzer? Yeah. Absolutely. Is there Ribu Bishurim? Ought there be Ribu Bishurim by Bishul? There ought to be. And therefore, says the Ran, I have a stira in the Gemaras. What did the Ran say was the distinction to resolve the stira in the Gemaras? Is Bishul and Kotzer the same? Yes. Why is Bishul and Kotzer the same? Because what's the chet of the block of Kotzer? Berries. What's the chet of the malacha of? Is the ochel, is the cooked food. That's the same. There's riba b'shiurim. So what did had the Ran have to escape that problem? He says, ochel nefesh versus pikuach nefesh, hucha versus dechuyah. Comes along the Yor Sameach, and what does the Yor Sameach say? It's a different distinction. What's the alternative distinction, yes?
That by
Bishul versus second chapter, that for riba b'shiurim, who has to do the Maisa Ha'isser. Ribu Bishim requires me to do a Maisa Avera. Me to do the cutting. Me to access the Cheft of the Malach. But who's doing the Bishul? Who does the Bishul? The fire does the Bishul. And the result is a grumma. When is Ribu Bishim Aser? It's only Aser when I'm doing it, not when it's being generated by what? By Gemara. Why does this Or Sameh get me excited? First of all, does this Or Sameh sound familiar to you?
No.
Sure it does.
We had it.
What did we have? Remind me. I'll remind myself. You remember the Rashash? You remember putting food on the fire right before Shabbos? Right, but when Shabbos is over? And then it gets cooked on after Shabbos? Is that called me, or is that called, does it have to happen on Shabbos? Okay, that was Rashash min Chaschinuch, you might recall. Maybe. Zoreya Bishul, you might recall. Around Shir number 36, 37, I don't know, yeah. We discussed by Bishul, not by Zoreya. We didn't discuss by Zoreya, it was like by Bishul. Anyway. Rabbo said, what emerges from this whole conversation of min Chaschinuch and Or Sameach? How are we distinguishing these sugyas? According to the Rashba, how do we distinguish the sugyas between Manachos and Rebus, Yerim, Beitza? We distinguish based on Yontif versus Shabbos. According to the Ram, what was the distinction based on? It was based on Ochal Nefesh versus Pikuach Nefesh. Now what are we saying in the Minchasin or Sameach? It has nothing to do with Ochal Nefesh and Pikuach Nefesh. It has nothing to do with Shabbos and Yontif. What does that have to do with? The type of malacha we're talking about. If you're talking about a malacha where the agenda is the cheftza, the cheftza malacha is divisible, then you'll have marvish yurim. What is an example of that? An example of that is kotze. If you're talking about netil zeshama shochet, at least according to who? According to Yosameach, what's the cheftza of the malacha? Netilas? Neshama. Doesn't matter, big or small. What's the Minchas going to tell you? No, the Cheftz of the Melacha is Basar, and therefore it does make a difference, big or small. And where does Bishul fall in? So Bishul might be an exceptional Melacha, because how does Bishul happen? It doesn't happen with me doing it. It what? Via the Eish, and therefore it's going to have a different thing when it comes to Riboy Bishul. That's why on Yontif and on Shabbos, according to Yosef Amek, there'll be no Isra of Riboy Be'er Bishul. Okay, last question. Oh, so Yitz Warren had a very fascinating question, which I don't have an answer to, but I'm going to put it out there. Listen to this. You have a chola shiyesh bo sakana, who needs, tell me what you think, who needs two berries. Needs two berries. Okay? And you have two branches. One branch with four berries, and one branch with five berries. What's the din? What's the din? Do we assume? Now, as I'm thinking this through, is there marba bishi? Is there an isser in taking the five berry branch? So the answer is, I think, in light of what we're saying, if the key, now one way to argue it is, it's all marba shurim, so you're over the isser marba shurim anyway. There's no other choice. So mali four, mali five. Or do you say no? What's the cheftza of the malacha? What's the cheftza of the iser? The cheftza of the iser is the grogeris, is the berry. And if that's the cheftza, then ain't a chanami. If you can go ahead and minimize and take only four, and you now took five, that would be an iser of mar bishurim. That is how I would lean, and I think that will wrap up this sugya. Okay, let us begin very quickly. Very quickly, I just want to get you started. How many of you got into the next parak, parak abona? Okay, let's just get started a little bit. I just want to highlight a couple of points so we can have a very productive day tomorrow. The Gemara, we're going to start new parak, and I just want to sensitize you to how to read Hebrew. Okay? First topic we're going to discuss is, we'll get into the Mishnah. Habone kama yivne v'yechai habone kolshu. Hamesates, we'll discuss what that is. Hamakapatish, hamaatzid hakodeh kolshu chay. Ze haklal. Here comes the rule. What's the rule? Kalaose malacha umalato miskayemes b'shabes chayev. Could someone please punctuate that sentence? I want you to punctuate the sentence to make it a little easier for you. I'm going to write it on the board. Kol ha'ose malacha u'malachtoi miskayemes b'shabes chayav. Okay, just punctuate the sentence. Yeah, yes. Kol ha'ose malacha, comma, umelachto. I can't even read what I wrote. Malachto miskayemes be. You want a comma here? Chai. Okay. Good. Good. Any other punctuation? Yes. Great. Great. If I had a different color, I would. Okay. The two possibilities. This comma is not really important. Kolos malacha, there is a comma there. Umalachto miskayemes, says Yitz Warren, b'shabes chay. What's the interpretation of this sentence according to you, Yitz?
You have to do umalacha and the what's it called, and it has to last throughout Shabbos.
Correct. According to the Yitz Warren interpretation, the malacha has to last for how long to be chay? It has to be malacha hamiskayemes b'shabes, and then it's called chay. Yitz, punctuate. Where do you want to put the comma? After miskayemes. Go ahead, explain. Kala osa malacha umalachto miskayemes. How long? I'll say in perpetuity. It has to be of long-term duration. Then what? Then on Shabbos, yichayv. That's a pretty huge nafkamina. That's a pretty huge nafkamina. How long does a malacha have to last for? Is it enough that it just lasts for Shabbos and then Yechayev? Or does it have to last forever? Forever. That's a pretty big nafkamina. So does Rashi have what to say?
Yeah.
What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Kala osa malacha malachta mischayemes b'shabes, and Rashi writes, b'shabes, a osa malacha koi. Rashi's bothered by something, and he gives some kind of shot. What is Rashi saying? Kala osa malacha malachta mischayemes b'shabes. What is this word Shabbos doing here? Like, what Masechet are we learning? Like, we're learning Masechet Shabbos. So why does it say Shabbos? So says Rashi, what is the word Shabbos coming to teach you? A'ose malacha koi. Yeah, Shabbos is clarifying just in case you're not sure. Kol a'ose malacha. I'm gonna tell you what Rashi's doing. Rashi's a racist word. And put it here. Kala osa malacha b'shabes, meaning osa. What is Shabbos? What's the word Shabbos saying? A osa malacha koi. Just clarifying. And when is the osa malacha doing the malacha? On Shabbos. So kala osa malacha when b'shabes. And I meant here. Sorry. 1 second. B'shabes. And then umalachto miskayemes. Not b'shabes, but. Then chay. So how is Rashi learning the language of the Mishnah? He's learning like Gekovich. And in order, according to Rashi, it sounds like a general zeh akla. To be chayav from malacha, how long does it have to last? It has to last forever. I ask you to take a look at a Rambam. The Rambam is found in Hilchos Shabbos 9:13. Says the Rambam, 9:13. Mm-hmm. The Rambam is talking about Tzoveya. If you're Tzoveya, if you're Tzeva She'enom Iskayim Klal, if you color, you dye, and it's not going to last at all. Kigon, Srak, like women's makeup. Or whatever, potter. Why? Shari ata mavir l'shaito ve'enot tzaveh klum. That's called not lasting. And then he says, v'kol she'en malachto miskayemes b'shabes potter. So what's he saying? He's learning like it's Warren. And if you look at the Magad Mishnah over here, the Magad Mishnah references, I think he references, Zenil Madme Koisev, it's coming from our Perek Zaklal. And how does he learn Malachta Miskayemes? Bishabis, it has to last. That's huge. That is like huge. All because of how you punctuate a Mishnah. That's incredible. Now, I asked you to take a look at Yishalmi. I'm just going to say Yishalmi outside. We'll get into it inside tomorrow. Or Rabosai. Where do we learn all the malachas from?
The Mishnah. Well, from how it's done in the Mishnah.
From what?
From how it's done in the Mishnah.
From the Mishka. Let's talk about Bona. How do we learn Malachas Bona? Where do we learn Malachas Bona from? Binyan HaMishka. How long did the Mishkan last?
Like a week. It was all temporary.
Well, the answer is it was all temporary. It was all temporary. What do you mean it was all temporary? Sometimes Hashem said, okay, settle over here. And tomorrow morning, he said, okay, time to go. And sometimes he said, settle over here. And they were here for how long? For days, for years. Did they know? So from their perspective, was it a malacha hamiskayemes or eno miskayemes? On the one hand, when they settled in, when they built the Mishkan,
they were
when did they know they were going to be moving?
They had no idea.
So maybe that's called Miskayemes.
They thought this could be our shalom.
No. Relax. But they thought this could be years upon years upon years.
Not
1 second. So one man, the Amar Yushami says, since their movement was all al pi hadibur, al pi Hashem yachanu, al pi Hashem yisau, and they had no idea, that's called, they built it lehiskayim. Or, says Shmuel Barg, the other man, the Amar says, but did they think it was going to be permanent? No, they knew there was a haftacha that eventually we're getting where? We're getting into Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, by definition, it was what? It was Lashah, Nafkamina. Can you use an umbrella on Shabbos?
We know that you
can't. Can, well, I know you can't. But is it an Isser Doraisa to use an umbrella on Shabbos? If the whole idea is, as long as it's a binyan, even binyan Lashah, have a binyan, so then maybe it's Nisr Doraisa. But if you assume what? No. Binyan Lashah is definitely not binyan. So then worst case scenario, it's going to be Nisr and Nisr Durabana. So this is just, again, one comma. Where you put a comma? Machloik is Rashi and Rambam. Fundamental issue that will carry us a good way through Maseches Mesumlach Perbona. Rabozo, will stop here.
What about cooking?
What?
Heating up water.